The website Mashable has announced it is cutting staff and is going to focus more on video. The news was a big surprise because just last year, Mashable expanded its news coverage with new hires, including NPR's former political reporter, Juana Summers. Many of those let go this week, including Summers, were part of that expansion. The cuts come just 1 week after Mashable announced it had raised $15 million in a new funding round led by Turner Broadcasting. Mashable CEO Pete Cashmore says the two things are connected. And listen to what he told me when I spoke with him in 2013.
You can never see into the future in technology. You can never assume that just because they innovate now that they're going to keep innovating, and that really technology is measured in periods of 6 months. If they cease to innovate, they can be overtaken.
Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And talk us through, first of all, what happened at Mashable this week. How big was the editorial staff and how many people were laid off?
Well, there are dozens of people on staff. It's not known exactly how many people laid off, certainly in excess of a dozen. A small number appear to have been kept, but they are looking. They've made new hires. They got rid of their former editor-in-chief, Jim Roberts, a guy who had come over from the New York Times. As you mentioned, Juana Summers, who had been one of our political correspondents, had been a political editor there. I believe Heidi Moore was one of their finance editors or business editors. She had come over from The Guardian, had worked at Marketplace on public radio as well. And so, you know, people with reputation in certain kinds of innovative but legacy media outlets found themselves now jobless on this. The number of job cuts is not so big. Obviously, we've seen around the country a lot of different industries hit hard by a lot of things. But I think it is telling when you have an up-and-coming, smaller, seemingly nimble digital publisher saying, you know, the way that legacy and old guard media did things doesn't work anymore. We know how to make things viral. We know how to make content matter for millennials, young readers. And they're completely pivoting here today, or this week, I should say. They're completely changing, it seems, the nature of the company and happening to hold on to the name of it.
Changing to what, though? I mean, we mentioned this new round of funding, a lot of it from Turner Broadcasting, which is the Time Warner subsidiary that runs a few TV networks. But what do they want to be?
Well, I got to say that Cashmore is the CEO and founder of Mashable, wrote this long note that was posted on LinkedIn, among other places. It didn't quite entirely make clear what he wanted, but he clearly wanted to pivot to video. And in particular, there seemed to be an emphasis less on original journalism and more on what is called branded content, that is creating content for advertisers, but with your own kind of personality and characteristics, helping it to go viral, not simply advertising per se, but presenting storytelling and narrative and doing it particularly in video. And one of the things digital publishers have found is they can get paid so much more per 1,000 viewers online if it's video than they would for something that would just be text. And so that's a big thing. You mentioned the Turner investment, and it seems as though Turner wants to develop new young talent, but also wants access to this analytical tool that Mashable developed to try to figure out what kinds of posts, what kinds of videos would go viral. And it would seem that these algorithms hold the promise of being able to predict that. Well, that's part of the alchemy of what people want to find online.
So what does this mean for other companies that you would put in the same category or at least a similar category to Mashable, companies like Vox or BuzzFeed or the even smaller startups like Mike?
Well, you know, Mike started out as Policy Mike, and the idea was to be able to streamline stories for younger readers about politics back then. Now, Mike expanded more to general news. And the idea was that you kind of mash up, and Mashable followed a somewhat similar thing. You've tried to mash up information from all kinds of sources, from social media, legacy media, some original reporting, and present it in a streamlined way. Well, you know, a lot of these smaller outfits are struggling. Some of them, like Vox and BuzzFeed, have found success, both journalistically, in terms of content, and in terms of their financing. But you've noticed that a lot of them have really found their footing in order to secure significant investment from bigger players. Mashable's got money from Turner. Well, Vox and BuzzFeed got significant money. I think it's about $250 million apiece from Comcast, the entertainment giant. If you look at Business Insider, which is another mid-level digital only platform news play that is mostly business news but does a lot in general news as well. You know, they got a major investment from a major German publisher, as well as having some money from Jeff Bezos, the founder of Amazon. So you're finding these smaller companies which are promising to be nimble, different, and outside the legacy news ecosystem are actually when they find success, it's partly because they're finding money in big backers from some of the more conventional names.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. And David, I want you to stand by because we've got a little media news of our own right now. Robin, as we close out this hour, we've got to note a very big moment in public radio history right here at our home station, WBUR, which decided to do the craziest
Insane.
Thing ever and condense a week's worth of on-air fundraising into just 26.2 hours. That is 26.2,
like
the
marathon.
Length like of a marathon,
right.
The Boston Marathon coming up. They call this the WBUR Marathon. You and I, Robin, were on the air quite a bit asking for donations. And in the end, this morning, WBUR did meet its goal in 26.2 hours,
David.
$1 million for public
What do you
radio.
Think of that?
I like it. I can compress it. You know, it's like one of those extreme workouts where you do push-ups for 34 seconds and you get fit.
We pulled a few muscles, but it was worth it.
Robin said she carbo-loaded for weeks getting ready. Anyway, David, thank you so much.